Today's daf in Masechet Ta'anit, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Chet. And we did the first part of the daf we did when we were talking about Imkeha HaBarzel. So we're talking about the Limuda Kashi Lo Panim Kilkel. We had a couple of drushes on that that started with its reference to Gishamim and then went on to its references to Limuda Torah. Rava Amar, now we have a different Limud, which is basically the next pasuk. So Rava had just finished saying that the difference between a Talmud, the inyan would be the way that the Talmud is having a difficult time learning. The Omer Rabami, the next pasuk, where it says, Imi shoch hanachash below lachash, ve'ein yitron lebal halashon. So this is, the simple meaning of this is that if you have a snake that is going to bite someone and nobody bothered doing the charming of the snake to prevent it from biting. This is the lachash on the snake. So then that would mean that the one who had that koyach didn't use it and it wasn't in any way useful. So this is a way to understand bichlal im ra'ita dor. You see a generation where we're using lashon over here of yishoch hanachash ha'shamayim mishatchin k'nechoshet, which means, that word mishatchin is a strange kind of word, as Rashi and Tosfos point out, and it means that things basically rust, things turn copperish, meaning that things get ruined. So you see that the sky is colored like rust, and it's not bringing down talumatar, milari talumatar. Why is that? Because there's no Baal HaLashon, which means there's nobody who can do the lachash. The lachash is a reference to tefillah, which is recalled tefillah. The lachash is amida. So it's b'yishur lo chashay l'chishon she'im bador. It's because there's nobody there that can actually be mispalo properly for gishamim. My takanatan, yelchu etzomishi yodeh l'chosh. They have to find someone that can daven for them if they can't be zoicha on their own because of their own averis and their own madregas or yerud. They're not able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the gishamim because remember this mesechet is fundamentally about responsiveness. And if you cannot respond to the situation, then you better find someone who can respond for you. So at least you can have some darga of responsiveness for your own situation instead of just walking around as if nothing has happened. Dichtiv yagid alav re'o. Because that's basically, this is all interconnected in Iov, which is the, we darshed some of it before. Al kapayim kisa or, we said ein or, elagishomim, vayitzav alav b'mavgia, and ein mavgia alachuv, and so on, etfila. So then it says, yagir alav reyo, mikne af al ole. So we're trying to put together these psukim, even though we don't do it in the correct order, but nonetheless, let's see what the different remozim are to the inyonim of tefillah and the gishamim. So when it continues to say, ve'en yitron leba'al ha'lashon, this is a limud that somebody who does have the keyach of lechisha, but he's eino lochesh, and he doesn't do the work of tefillah, so mahana ayishlo. If he was on a darga that he could have been mispalo, so then that means that he's wasting his life. But what about if somebody actually was mispalo, but he wasn't answered with the gishami? So, maitakate, what can he done? Point over here is that we need to find someone who is the most chosid, is the most zeicha in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be mispalo for you. Because even though you are a mispalo, but the tefillah has to come depending on the madriga of the individual, like we see in so many cases. And that person should try to be machzir the door, this Rashi says there in Iyov, he should work on the door, and he should get them to understand what's happening to them. And then vayitzava lea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mitzava on the gishamim bimavgia, because there will be somebody is pogea in him, meaning somebody was mispalo, because ein pigia ela tefila shenemar, because we find that Yirmiyahu was told, al titpalel ba'ada amazet, v'al tisa ba'adam rinau tefila, and al tivgabi, stop like holding me and not letting me move because you're demanding that I respond. They're not roy for it to be responded to. And what happens if somebody who knows how to be mispalel, and he is melachesh, and he is answered with his tefillas, and nobody else was answered with their tefillas. So this guy can get a little bit enamored of his own power of tefillah. We know that that's the worst possible thing, is to view tefillah as an instrument instead of as a relationship. So it becomes a mechanical thing. So if he gets stuck up because he was lochesh v'altabi yado, and because of that, megizda torlav, so he now becomes arrogant on what I did, that is a disaster, because then he's maybe af la'olam. Because remember that the main problem that there wasn't kishamim was a pagam in the whole door. It was a pagam in the olam. It wasn't just something that had to do with him. So then in doing that, he's basically opening up the world to the af of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the pasuk ends with mikne af al ole, which we're explaining of mikane af, so to speak. In other words, or makne, he's giving over the af of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of his being ole, his becoming arrogant. So that's a sense of ole. Rav Amar, this is also a reference to Shnei Talmidei Chachamim we had before. All these sugyas aren't related, because we had before the sugya of the Shnei Talmidei Chachamim in the sense of the Cherev al Abadim. And then we also had the idea that it's the metal, sharpens the metal, which relates to the same Indian of Cherev al Abadim, that it's supposed to be one piece on the other, and that's why the Ketanim are Me'era the Gedalim, and so on and so forth. So this is also, in this pasuk, which has to do with Geshamim, note that all of these psukim are interrelated, and so will the rest of the daf be interrelated with the nature of the interrelationships between those who are being Eisek in Emunaseh Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, since the Geshamim themselves are an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emunah, that's the whole Seder Emunah, remember. Seder Emunah is Royim. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Maimin Ba'elamai U'bar'o, and anybody who is Eisek in agriculture has to invest based on the Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is going to continue to be caring about the world. So this is like the story that we brought from Yael, that they told the Navi, look, I mean, what's the point of putting seeds in the ground and starving to death in the middle of a drought? And he said, Afal Pike. And because of that Emunah, so the rains came and they ended up discovering what they needed to eat. So the entire idea of the interaction between people who trust each other and who care about each other and are active with each other, the more they're active, the more they care about the door. And as I mentioned earlier, this goes all the way back to Rashi's fundamental pshat in Adam Ayin Lavodis Adama, that lo haya mish yakir betovatan yodea sheheim tzorech habriyos. So it's your sensitivity to the rest of creation, basically. And therefore, somebody who's living in his own little world is actually bringing anger to the world, not getting closer to a responsiveness of Emunah. And therefore, connected to this is Rava Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, that the Yoshvim Bi'ir Achas. They don't like to talk to each other. They don't have any respect for one another and what the other person is saying. Halacha Einochin Zelizabalacha. They are also Mitkanim Ba'afu Ma'alimoto. They bring the Af of Hashem on the world and on themselves. Shenema Mikne Af. Here we're dashing is Mikane Af Al Ole, which now comes, it goes up. Omer Ish Lakish, getting back to the original pasuk of a mishocha nachash belo lachash. So my dichtiv, im mishocha nachash belo lachash. This is that famous interrelationship of the nachash with lashon hara. And this, again, is the total opposite of the idea of interrelationship. The Nachash represents to us all the time a reptilian self-involvement in which there is no interest in interrelationships. And because of that, it's the Saro Shel Esav. Because of that, it's a phallic symbol. It's a remes to rape, like the whole Gemara, the weird Gemara about Nachash penetrating a woman and so on, which is clearly phallic. But it's also, the issue is that there's no relationship. There's just taking over. And that brings us to the original chait in Gan Eden, in which the Nachash becomes, without getting anything out of it, Memela, you can get something out of things, and that itself is a relationship, right? So in other words, if you are hungry and you are eating, that's a relationship to your food. But if you're just shooting people at random, that's not even a relationship of a hunter to a prey. That's just pure Lashon Hara. And that's exactly the way that the whole story of Gan Eden begins. And therefore, Reish Lakish brings this pasuk, Yishoch Anochash Belo Lachash, to connect it directly to the end, which is Ein Yitron Lebaal HaLashon. Why do we need to talk about it in terms of tefillah for Geshomim and so on? We're saying that this is actually the entire metaphor for what it means to speak Lashon Hara. And that's basically what it is that the pasuk is mentioning. So, latid lavo. So now comes the time in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan, the oilam, miskapsin ubot, kol achayot, itzel anachash. So all of the other animals, all of the other life will come to the nachash. And they say to the nachash, we don't understand. The rest of creation is interrelated. You know, a lion may be dores va'ochel, even while it doesn't fear, so it doesn't need to bring any, doesn't need to kill. It just eats while it's alive. The ze'ev, a wolf, is afraid that somebody, something else will take the food. So it first kills its prey, and then it takes it to its den. And there it eats. But the point ultimately is to eat. But what do? You don't have any real hana'ah from what you do. You sometimes will just bite and kill. And what do you get from it? Amar Lahem, says the Nachash, and I ask you, look at all those humans that all they do all day long is exactly that. They speak Lashon Hara. What do they get out of it? They get absolutely nothing but the pure joy of destroying someone else. That's all. So if that's the point, so why should I not be the embodiment of that evil? That's exactly the idea. Ein Yitron Lebaal HaLashon. Omer Rabbi Ami, Ein Tfilato Shel Adam Nishma'at Ela Im Kein Meisim Nafsho Bechapo. It's all very nice to lift your hands up until the sky. We see people davening, and they're always going like this. And they look very, very like they're full of kavana. But, you know, unless you've got your heart on those hands, it really doesn't mean very much. You can move your hands all you want. But what we're looking for is heart, is care. Again, this is all consistent with the issues on the daf. So that's what it says. Nisa levaveno al kapayim. We can lift up our hearts with our hands. Yeah, that's fine. But is that true? Isn't there like a whole hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's interesting. We spoke about this mamash on Friday when we were learning the parasha. So isn't there a whole hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in which he allows himself to be seduced by us and we lie? We don't mean everything that we say completely. We'd like to mean it maybe, but he knows we don't really mean it. So didn't Shmuel ask an Amira to make sure that people should understand that they don't have to give up on themselves because they're not totally consistent and honest? Because the Maisa, it says in the Pasuk, Vayefatuhu bifihem uvilshonom yechazvulo vilibam lo nachonimo. Look at these horrible things that this David HaMelech points out in Tehillim, that Klal Yisrael does. They seduce him with their mouths. They lie to him with their words. Libam lo nachonimo. Their hearts are not really connected to him. Velo ne'emnu bebriso. They're not trustworthy in the bris. And what's the next pasuk? V'hu rachum yechaper avon v'lo yashrit. V'irbala shiva po v'lo yayir kol chamato. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that kind of hanhaga as well. Afal pikein, urachum yechaper avon. So why are we making such a fuss of this honesty and heart and connection and chassidus in terms of being able to be mispalel? You can lie a little bit. That should also be good, according to Shmuel. Says Gemara, that's true. But lo kasha, kan biyachid, kan betzibur. That is the whole maila of tefillah betzibur, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the aggregate of the tefillah and the common denominator of Yisrael in a tefillah shebet zibur. And therefore, even if some of the people are not sincere in A, and other people are not sincere in B, and some people are not being mechaven in one bracha, and other people not being mechaven in the other bracha, but the aggregate is that you've got a real tefillah there, if you put it all together. And if that's the case, and by the way, you can actually relate to it this way. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to it this way. In other words, as long as you're distant from the shul and you're not looking at the individuals, it's all very nice to walk by, if you know what I mean. In other words, if you get the aggregate feeling, here you hear the sound of tefillah and people are davening, you get this ayurus that Klal Yisrael is davening, Takadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. It's only when you walk into the shul and you start seeing all the idiots that are there. So then you don't relate to the aggregate, because then you're looking at the individuals. But Takadosh Baruch Hu shemeh the tefillah of the aggregate. It's like even we have the sense. Let's say somebody who hasn't been able to go to shul, like this whole COVID business, right? And then, like, you hear a shul, and like, it's more you in all kinds of nostalgia for what it means to be able to daven together. Lamaisa, when you get there, you found out it was just nostalgia. That's true. But afal pikein, there's something that is drawing you, and that drawing you is the getter of the tefillah b'tzibur. And that's why it's so chashuv to have a tefillah b'tzibur, because if not, then you really have to be mechavin to every word that you're saying. And then it has to be misolav aveinu akapayim, and you have to be honest, and you have to have kavanah the whole time. That's extremely difficult to do. Masha Enkin, when you daven with a tzibur, it's a much easier job to daven. So this is a tremendous difference. Omer Reb Ami, ein gishamim yordim ela bishvil ba'alei amana. It's only people who are faithful people. Faithful people, that's why it rains. Because the whole idea of rain is essentially emunah, like the Seder Zroim. It's essentially HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to the world. And that is something that you can trust. But if you can't trust yourself, or the next guy can't trust you, why would there be rain? You don't have any sense. That's imlo ta'aminu, kilo te'amanu. Nobody who doesn't have a sense of trust in himself can really believe in anything else. So there is no real relationship. And that lack of, I mean, all of us know that a lack of trust is pow. That's the end of a relationship. I mean, that's the worst possible thing if you don't believe in the person. You don't believe what the person is and so on. And forget it. I mean, you can't be yourself at all. And it's exactly the same way. Kaviyochu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the giving of Gishamim. Shenemar emes mi eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. So if there is truth that comes out, it grows out of the earth, then tzedek will come down from the shamayim. V'yomer avami, you want to see what amana means in a relationship? Because we generally think that bale amana means people that believe in God. It has nothing to do with belief. It has to do with how much you are ready to invest in something and to make it part of your life. You want to know how? Kama gedol ba'alei emunah minayin? Mi'chulda u'bor. That's the famous story of the chulda and the bor. So that was what was the case over there, where a boy pledged his love to this girl and promised that he's going to marry her, and he'll never marry anybody else. And she ends up waiting for him. And he goes, I forgot the part about the chulda bor. So then she says, okay, but like, and she promises the same thing. Okay, so they say, okay, what is going to witness our love? So the only thing they had was this bor that she had fallen into, and he had pulled her out and saved her. And there was a weasel there, or a rat, whatever the chulda really is. And she said, let the chulda and the bor be the witness to our love. So they agreed on that. And then he forgot the whole story, went and married somebody else. They had a child, and the first child was bitten by a chulda and died. It's like a horrifying thing. And then they had another child, and the other child fell into a well and died. So his wife says to the man, like, this is crazy. These are not normal things that are happening to us. Like, why did such a horrible story of a chulda and a bor? And all of a sudden he realized, oh my God, a chulda and a bor. So then he remembers the whole story. He tells her over the story, and she says, then get out of here and go marry that girl. And that's what he does. He gives her a divorce, and he goes and he marries the girl. But anyway, imagine if mom, I mean, the chulda of a borka, obviously doesn't mean you believe in. So this whole idea of ma'amin in does not mean believe in. It's not a religious belief. It means that you invest your love, your care, your commitment, and you trust another in that context. And that's the real meaning of the edus, that something is for you. So if you're ma'amin b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, halachas kama v'kama, If you invest that kind of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, imagine the power if just a chulda ambar will make your life a real response to something that has absolutely no connection to anything other than the fact that you invested your care and your commitment in it. So if you would do that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's looking for that care and commitment, is, wants to give you the same, I mean, it's the matcha halachas kama v'kama. That's why we're saying that the Balei Amana is the essence of the Geshamim. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-matzdik et atzmo milamata. Somebody who tries to work on himself is matzdikin alav adin milamala. He enters into a much more problematic life. Because the more that he cares about his life, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about his life. And therefore, everything counts. Most people don't want everything to count. They just want to go through life getting away with murder. But the person who does care, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be looking for tzedek in everything that he does. And Chas V'Shalom, any failure is going to be noticed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and repaid in Olam Hazeh to be ma'ir him, to change, to do teshuva, and to have more zechar in Olam Haba. Vashenkin, if he's not matzdik, as we know, Rosh Einu Yachol Yitkayem, the world in general can't tolerate din. They just want to be left alone. So in Achinami, just like in Maisa Bereshis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rosh Einu Yachol Yitkayem, so it was, you know, became Hashem Elohim instead of Bereshis Bora Elohim. But this person, who is emet me'eretz titzmach, he is bringing truth on himself. He just wants to lead a real life. So then tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, tzedek in the sense of din, not tzedakah, but rather justice, will be done with him. And, says Rukhiya Baravin Amravuna, you can say that, see the same thing from this pasuk. It says, uch yirasecha evrasecha. So lefi the madrega of your yirashamayim, that is the amount of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din and anger that you will have to be seva. Reish Lakish says, it's from this pasuk you could see also in Yeshayahu. Pagata etzas ve'osei tzedek. That you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you hurt those who are happy and doing the right things. Bidrachecha yizkerucha, because in this derech of being ma'orer them, they will remember you and be grateful. Hein ata, this is what they will say, continues the pasuk. Hein ata katsafta, look, you became angry at us. Well, of course. Vanechata, that's because we did all kinds of averes that you wanted to be ma'ur us for. And bahem olam venivashea, through them we will be zeicha to the whole world, which is the olam haba, and we will be saved. So we're grateful for that anhaga. And therefore, this relates to what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi pointed out. Look at these last words. Kol ha-sameach b'yisurin sheba'in alav. People who are happy with the hell that they're going through because they see it as response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meitiv to them. Mevi Yeshua la'olam. Because it says, b'hem olam v'nivashea. So the entire world will be saved by people who have that level of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accept whatever it is that he has them go through. Omar Reish Lakish, we're going back to the pasuk of V'yatzar et HaShamayim V'lo Yiyemata. What does it mean, V'yatzar et HaShamayim? It's the same lashon that we find on Atzira of the Rechem. Again, we have this relationship of fertility, of human fertility to the earth's fertility, and human reproduction to the reproduction, so to speak, bin hashamayim of the gishamim. So the bishash hashamayim neatzorim elorid, you know what that's like? That's like a woman that is in the middle of birth pangs. So the shamayim is covered with clouds, and there should be rain. And here we have a woman that is waiting to give birth, and she's in labor, and she can't give birth. That is horrifying. Note that the Lashon of Atzira is used for Geshamim, and Atzira is the same word that we use for a woman who can't give birth. Nemar Atzira bi Isha, ki Otzor Atzar Hashem, Ba'at Korechem. And that was like the horrible thing that was happening at that time in which they, oh my God, Avimelech's entire house was atzar and there was no ability to give birth. So that is the same as Nemar Atzira Begishonim, Dechtiva Atzar Tashamayim. And the truth is, we have the same relationship to the actual Leida. Nemar Leida Beisha, V'Nemar Leida Begishonim. Nehemar leida b'isha dechtiva tahar v'te leid ben, v'nehemar leida b'gishamim, like we saw before, v'holida v'hitzmicha, and pekida, which is the instant of the conception and the remembering. Nehemar pekida b'isha v'nehemar pekida b'gishamim, nehemar pekida b'isha dechtiva shem pakad et sara, v'nehemar pekida b'gishamim dechtiva pakad et ha'aretz v'teshokekeah. So in remembering the earth, you gave it its water, the mashke. Rabat tashrena, peleg Elohim aleimayim. You filled it so full from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own pool that's filled with water. What does that mean? My peleg Elohim aleimayim. Tana, this means that there is a hanhagas Hashem, which is metaphorically Baruch Avram, which is metaphorically the equivalent of a pool in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a pool of Hatova of Gishamim and Kimin Kubayesh Berakia. It's like there's this tent filled with water, Shemimena Gishamim Yotzin, and this is where you actually, it's an Atzira. The water is there to be given to. This is similar to the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bedogea Atzira of Anisha. So the Medrash says, why is it that it was so difficult for the Imahos that they all were essentially sterile? They needed all of this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually Mis'avel Tfilas and Shal Tzadikim. So the relationship of the Tfilah has to do with the removal of the Atzira. But that means that the Atzira was the artificial thing. The giving was the real situation. And the Atzira was there in order to get the Tfilah. So V'yatzar et Hashemayim is the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a kuba malaymayim. What do you think he's going to do with it? It's only there for you, but it has to be otzeret because, nu, what do you have to say, guys? So if you don't say anything and you don't want anything and you're not invested in anything, well, how am I supposed to be able to give it to you? Omer b'shmur bar marchmini, my dichtiv, im l'shevet, im l'artso, im l'chesed, yamtzi eyu. This is all in the middle of the discussion of Eov, where it's talking about all those Gishamim, the Pesukim that we were talking about. So what does that mean? That the rain comes, whether it's for a shevet is basically a rod that you use to hit people with, a stick. Im la'artso, or im la'chesed. So whatever it is, it should be matsui. So what does that mean? Im la'shevet. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geyser, that the Gishamim should come down as an einesh to the Olam, so then what can he do to prevent that disaster? It can fall to harim ugvaot, where people are not living. And this is, of course, is part of the inyan that we had starting in Rosh Hashanah. Hareshayu Yisrael Rishayim Gemurim Rosh Hashanah Upasak Lahem Gishamim Muatim, etc., etc. So what are we going to do? Or Hareshar Yu Yisrael Tzadikim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pesach Lem Gishamim Rubim. That idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Enei Hashem Elokecha Ba Mireshit HaShana Ad Achrit Shana, and that the din is only a din on potential, but that there's a constant interrelationship at every moment of what it is that it will actually happen. This, by the way, is expressed in the union of Adam Nidain Bechol Shah that we spoke about and why it is that we're Mispalo, Ali Bader Rabbi Yossi, and the whole discussion that we had over there of the Taisus, the various Rishonim, that obviously our Tfilas are not only based on Rabbi Yossi. So the idea over here is that Eov is pointing out that there's a constant interaction. So even if there was a Gezerah that it should be a stick to punish us with, it could go to places where it doesn't hurt anyone. Beharim ugvaot. If it was l'chesed, it would be sweet rains, soft rains, delicious rains. So then la'artso. Then yam tzieu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give it to Sadot and Kramim. Or im l'shevet, if it's supposed to be a very, very tough rainfall. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give it to the ilanot, because that's also, if they do teshuva, then that's, you need, like we said before, you need deeply penetrating rains to be able to get all the way down to the roots of the trees. So fine, so let those rains that were meant L'shevet, let them go to the Ilanot. Im la'artso, so then let them go to the Zra'im, which require things that are useful for Zra'im and not the kind of very powerful rains. Im l'chesed yamtzi ehu. So that would be, if it's for chesed, that is even enough rain to fill up the borot and the shechin and the me'arot. B'mei Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, avikafna umutna. This is also part of our understanding of the relationship of the rains to the results. In other words, it's not just, obviously, about the water. It's about what it is that that water is meant to achieve for you. So this was a beautiful example. There was a famine because there weren't any rains. So it was a drought year. But there was also a COVID. So they didn't know what to daven for. So obviously, we need, I understand, to make a tainus, because both of these things are disasters, and that's the whole point of the tainus, is to respond to these disasters. So should we make one tainus for both of these disasters? Lo efshar, you cannot do that, as we're going to see in a moment. So therefore, look, it's right now the biggest danger is the virus. So let's liboy rachayamotna will be mevakish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should stop this plague. And the kafna nizbo will have to manage to get through this famine. And I don't know, go out and pick berries. But what are you going to do about a virus? So it's better to be mispalo about the virus. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, you're completely off. You should be mevakish for the rain. Niboy rachmi akafna. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the Bakosha for the rain, he's not bringing rain for dead people. He's bringing rain to bring life to the world. So by definition, that will handle whatever it is that's a threat to the health or the survival. Because the Chira, Yoiv Rachmana Sova, when our lover provides all of this wonderful parnasa, who do you think he's giving it to? Dead people? He's giving it to live people. L'chayehu deyayim. And therefore, by definition, it's going to cause you to be able to survive. Doesn't it say, poteach et yadecha, umasbia l'kol chay ratzon? The point of the psichas yad that brings the geshomim to the olam is granting life, not granting rain. Uminolan delom et salina natarte? Where do you get the idea that you can't, like, I mean, it was so bad to make a tainus, to focus on two things that are going wrong? Why did you say E-F-sha? Why not? Because if you take a look in the Pesukim, you see that in Ezra, they were mispalal to be able to have a successful trip to Yerushalayim despite all of the things that were against them. And it says over there, V'natsuma, we made a tainus, V'nvaksha me'elohino al-zot, and we were mevakesh for this. What do you mean, for this? Because apparently there were lots of other things that they were worried about, right? So Michlal de Ikachrite. So the point that Ezra is making is, okay, we had to choose what we were going to be Natsuma on. So we were Natsuma, we were Mavakish on this. Because this was the thing that we felt was the most immediate need that we had. Bimbarova, Abri Mishmeder, Reb Chagai. We don't need to come to Ezra for this. You can learn it out directly from Daniel. So you see that there was the, over there, Daniel was talking to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and they needed to get the pitaron for Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And that was like the whole thing that changed everything, that they came up with the answer. So he asked that they should be mispalel for that, but it was specifically al raza dina. It was for this and not for anything else. Somebody, Shmu, is not properly muted. Thank you. Okay. Bimei Rabbi Zera. So, the government finally got smart. They realized that every time they make a decree, so the Jews go ahead and make a tainus, and then something happens to their decree. So they decided if they make a decree, then they have to have a secondary decree not to make a tainus. I don't know who tipped them off. But anyway, so b'meira b'zera, they were gozer a gezera, but they made a secondary gezera that you're not allowed to make a tainus to be mevatel's gezera. So, boy, these guys know who they're tangling with, huh? So anyway, so Omar lo Rabbi Zera says it's not so bad. What we can do is we can be mekabel the tainus on ourselves for such time when it will be safe to make the tainus. So therefore, nikabla yilavan, we should be mekabel the tainus, and that is just as good as the tainus. And then lechibatel hagezera liasfe. Then after the tainus works against the gezera, so then we'll be able to actually keep the tainus. And therefore, there's no problem. Omar leis, I said to Rabbi Zera, I mean, how do you know that the kabbalah of a tainus is the same as the tainus? Omar lehu, because it says beferish in Daniel. So then what happens is the malach comes to Daniel and says to him, don't worry, al tira Daniel, ki min ayom harishon asher natata et lipcha lahavinu leitanot lifnei Elokecha, from the very first day that you took it to heart and to understand, but only took to heart to fast. You didn't fast yet. You took to heart liyitanot. Nishmu dvarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already accepted your tefillahs. So therefore you see that the Kabbalah itself is sufficient to get your tefillahs mikubalot. Omer Rebbe Yitzchak, afilu shanim kishnei elio. It doesn't matter, even if you had so many years where there were no Gershomim, like we just had the story of Eliyahu, who said there's not going to be any Talumatar all of these years. Yordu Gershomim Barve Shabbatot, and then it starts raining on a Friday? Ah, that's a simen klola. How are you supposed to get your Shabbos food? What, you're supposed to run around in the rain? Haina di Omar Rabba Bar Shila. Koshe yumada mitra ke yumada dina. My God. A day when it's raining hard is as tough as a day that you got to go to court. Omar Amema, he loaded Tzarek Lebriyata. I can tell you that if it wouldn't be that everybody needs the rain, I would pray to cancel it. It's just too inconvenient. So be'inan rachame umivat linan le. Omar Rebbe Yitzchak, shemesh b'shabbat, if you have sunshine on Shabbos, that is a big tzedakah la'aniyim. Because they don't have money, basically, to have, you know, to have the heat on, and they kind of eat the kinds of food on Shabbos that they can never afford during the week. And so because of that, they always have a little tummy trouble and so on. And so it's very good to have some sun. That's the acronym tights it up. But it's a special sense of a gift for Shabbos. As it says, V'zorcha lachem yirei shemi, shemesh tzedakah, Umarpe, so the sun is healing. And that's why in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, it relates it to the refuah that they need. V'yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, gadol yoma geshamim, sha'afilu pruta shebekis mitparechet bo. Even things that have nothing to do with the rain. So we're using that, you've got a coin in your pocket. In other words, what it means is, any kind of asek that you're involved in, that is not directly related to agriculture, maybe you're in high tech. So say, high tech doesn't need rains. I mean, you got to try to keep your computer dry, no? Nonetheless, afilu pruta shebekis mitparechet bo. Shenemar latet mitar artzecha bi'ito ulavarech et kol ma'aseh yadecha. So kol ma'aseh yadecha is everything that you're involved in, even though it is not directly related to the rain. V'yomer v'yitzchak, ein habiracha mitzuya, Elo bidavar hasamui min ha'ayin. Another thing that is so important for the relationship to emunah is this incredible fact, which according to Rashi and many of the other Rishonim, it's only because of the Ramban that we don't literally make a bracha b'shem malchus on this. Because the anhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always begeter nes nister, so therefore we actually have a bracha in which if somebody is going to go and measure his goren, before he goes to measure it, he makes a bracha, again, according to many Rishonim, he makes a bracha b'shem u'malchus. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam anotein bracha b'kriya zeh, such that he's maimin b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's going to be more there than there would be. so that there's a riboy that is hidden from the ayin and has nothing to do with cause and effect. It's just random. But the moment that you collapse the wave function by actually measuring it, and now you know what it weighs or now you know what it measures, there's never going to be any bracha. So therefore, you can't make that bracha. So therefore, we come up with the idea b'chlal that there is no such thing as bracha, because bracha means that things just increase. And that bracha is only b'dover ha-samui min ha-ayin. It's where you do not have a clear-cut sense of control or knowledge of what exactly is there. Shenamar, yitzav Hashem yitrat ha-bracha, but only when it's ba'asamecha. It has to be ba'asamecha, the literal meaning, obviously. Asamecha is your storage silo, but we're using it as the lotion of asamecha is samui, something which is hidden. Something which the eye cannot grasp, doesn't see everything that's happening. So when you're going into measuring, before you measure, you're mevakesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mevorech the contents of that silo. And then, once you start measuring, you say, Baruch HaSholeach Baruch HaBekri HaZeh, because now is the time that it's growing. But if you first measured it and then you made the bracha, that's stupid. Arezu tefilat shav. That is a completely useless tefillah, and it would be a bracha levatala. Lefi she'ena bracha mitzuya, lo bedavar ha-shakul. If it's weighed, no bracha. If it's measured, no bracha. If it's counted, no bracha. Lo bedavar ha-madud, lo bedavar ha-manui, ela bedavar ha-samui min ha-ayin. And therefore, you should be careful. And the reason, by the way, we don't make the bracha is because the Ramban says that this bracha is based on the Gemara that's coming up, which is the idea that aser bechdesh titasher, and that means that where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you permission to actually challenge him and see whether you don't get more than what you put in. So only that type of thing are you allowed to say, I'm semech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a bracha in this thing. So it would have to be that you're being modeed, you're goren, in order to give meiser, but not stam. So because of that shita, we don't say this bracha on stam and medida. But if not for the Ramban, then all of the Rishonim say that this is meant to be a bracha b'shem u'malchus. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gadol Yom HaGeshamim K'yom Kibbutz Galuyot. It's as great as the day that the Goliaths will come back to Eretz Yisrael. Shenema Shuva Hashem et Shvitenu Ka'afikim B'negev. Ka'afikim B'negev has to do with the streams that appear like they did today out of the rains that were falling. Shenema Vayera U'afikeyam. The Afikeyam are the outgrowths, like the channels that become visible. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan Godol Yom HaGeshamim Afilu Gayasot Poskot Bo. Even if you're in the middle of a war, if you have enough geshem, you can stop the movement of soldiers and get a little bit of peace and quiet. Shenema tilamea rave, fill up the furrows with water. Nachet gedudea, get all the gedudim in the army, let them all go to sleep. V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan, ein hageshamim neetzorim ela b'shvil poskei tzedaka b'rabim ve'ein notnim. It's exactly mida keneged mida. You have these people stand up and they make an aliyah and they pledge $10,000 for the Beit HaKnesset. No, not a penny of it ever comes in. Or they make these big parlor meetings and they publicly commit and they never pay it. And that's exactly what happens. Like it says in the Pasuk, Nisi'im v'ruach v'geshem ayin. So when you've got all of these clouds and all of the winds and the storm is obviously coming and then not a drop of rain comes down. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly the same as the storm and the winds of this windbag who's talking about all the money that he's going to be giving and the newspapers are writing it up and he pledged this and this and then Gishamim, there's no water. V'geshem ayin. What is that? Ish mitalel b'matat sheker, says Shlomo HaMelech. It's because of the way that people do not have any nemonis to what they are committing to do. V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan, my dichtiv aser ta'aser. When it says aser ta'aser, it means a remez. Aser b'shvil shetit asher, that you should give meiser, and that way you will get rich. So once happened that Rabbi Yochanan finds the Yanuk of Reish Lakish. Now the Yanuk of Reish Lakish was not very friendly to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan, as his mother had explained to him, had killed his father, who was Reish Lakish. So every time they had some type of interchange, the Yanuka was pretty tough. And we've spoken about this beautiful Gemara, but we won't be able to do that. Tomorrow we'll finish it up. But anyway, so he bumps into the Yanuka of Reish Lakish, and he says to me, okay, boy, emeli psukecha, so tell me a pasuk you learned today. Amar le aser ta aser. What the heck does that mean anyway? The kid says to Rabbi Yochanan. What is aser ta aser? What? You should surely take off. What does surely take off meiser mean? So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Amar le, it means aser b'shvil shetit asher. So you'll get rich. So the boy says, who says? I mean, that's like your own svara. How do you know that? Minalach. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, look, if you don't trust me, try it. Zil nasei. Try it. So the kid says, what do you mean try it? You're not allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umishori lenasuye laHaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're allowed to test. V'aksiv lo tenasu et Hashem. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, but this is a special case. Because as my Rebbe, Rabbi Hoshaya said, chutz mizu, lo tenasu et Hashem, except for aser ta'asher. Shenemar, haviu et kol ha-maaser el beit ha-otzar. So it says in Malachi, which is the closing of Tanakh, of Nevi'im, bring all the maaser to the beit ha-otzar and let it be food for those who are supposed to be getting the maaser, the Levi'im, in my home. Ubechanuni no bazot. Go ahead, test me. Challenge me, Amar Hashem Tzvakot, and see if I don't. Im lo eftach lechem et arubot ha-shamayim. See if I don't open for you the very storehomes in the sky. Varikoti lechem bracha ad belidai. I'm going to pour out bracha to you without any limits. What does ad belidai mean? Amrab Chama Amarab, it means you're going to be so overwhelmed that your lips are going to get worn out, but you're saying, enough already, die, die, die. Of course, the problem is your lips don't move when you say die. That's something of an issue also, which we've discussed. Okay. Anyway, but getting back to the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and his sister's son, Omar Lay. So then the boy says to him, oh, for heaven's sakes, it's a pasuk in Malachi? I haven't gotten yet to Malachi. I'm only in the second grade. But I can tell you one thing, that if I had gotten up to Malachi in the third grade, I wouldn't have needed your fancy learning and not your Rebbe's learning. So lo havitzrich malach, I wouldn't need you, and I wouldn't need this Hoshaya guy that you keep quoting, who's your rabcha. So bye-bye. As we could see, it was a tough relationship. So we'll talk tomorrow about the end of the story. Okay, Rabbi Osai. It's been lovely. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Hinei El Yeshua Si Eftach V'lo Efchad. And Bezrat Hashem, let us be zocha tomorrow morning to be able to finish this beautiful story of Rabbi Yochanan and his insights into the upcoming parshas, actually. Very fascinating Hanukkah issue that comes out from the next piece of the discussion. So we'll see. It's good, HaChanah.